Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jerry Orsted and we're going to be talking about an event that's happening actually today. So good morning to you, Jerry.
Good morning.
And we are talking about a women's health event that is sponsored by the Cass County Health System. So tell us, what's happening?
Tonight we're hosting a pre-menopause, menopause, post-menopause program. It will be featuring our physicians, Dr. Wilcox, Dr. Wepler, Stacy Bean, the physician's assistant, and also our OBGYN, Dr. Brown. And what we'll be doing is having a brief discussion with each of the physicians. They'll be going over different topics. And then we will have the physicians available for a panel that they'll be open for questions.
Sounds like you have lots of experience there, lots of knowledge to share. What time and where is this being held?
It's at 6 p.m. at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Conference Room 2, which is down by diagnostic imaging or X-ray.
All right. Will there be little signs, or do you just have to ask at the front door if they don't know where that is?
There'll be signs up, so they should be able to find it.
Some of us are still kind of finding our way around, but hey, this will be a good chance. If you haven't been to Conference Room 2, you can get there because it's a really nice room and a pretty big room, so there's space for everybody. How do you go about getting these topics? Because I know you sponsor these. And so maybe before that question, we should just talk a little bit about the Women's Health Group here in the Cass County Health System.
The Women's Health Group is made up of a bunch of us gals here at the hospital. It was formed to help educate women in our community about their health and then also their family's health, since the majority of the women in the community are their healthcare providers for their families. So we try to host events that pertain, you know, directly to the woman or a general topic of the family in general. Mm-hmm. This particular program that we're putting on, we sent out an email towards the end of last year and asked all of our previous attendees to other events that we had held what they were interested in learning about. And this is one of the top topics that came back to us. So we're excited to get it out there for people and hope we have a good turnout for them.
Well, when you talk about pre-menopause, menopause, post-menopause, that covers a lot of years.
Yes. The physicians will be able to talk more in depth about all of that, but it'll talk about, you know, what symptoms you may be having and wondering if you're in menopause, and then, of course, the symptoms during menopause, and then post-menopause, what you can expect signs or symptom-wise.
And maybe the uniqueness, I think, with my little bit of knowledge, that every woman is different. So, yeah, you kind of have to have a general background, but you may not fit a mold.
That is correct. Everybody's different and everybody has their own scenario. I know Dr. Wilcox, she's going to talk about the definition of menopause and signs and symptoms, facts and myths. And then also another thing that kind of goes with the myth part is the depression. There's a lot of women that think, oh, menopause means depression. Well, that's not necessarily true. So Dr. Wilcox is going to talk more about that. Dr. Wepler is going to talk about hormone replacement therapy, which would be treating menopause symptoms, the benefits and risks of hormone therapy, and then she'll also touch upon about osteoporosis and vitamin D bone density testing with that. Dr. Brown will actually talk about some non-hormonal treatment and over-the-counter herbal treatments options that are out there for people. And then Stacy Bean will talk about induced menopause, so to say, if there's a woman out there that's had a hysterectomy, and what to do as far as annual exams and continued health maintenance that way, and also treatment options with that as well. Mm-hmm. So they're going to hopefully touch upon everybody's big topics in their heads and get questions addressed that way.
And that's important, too. If the presentations don't cover something, then there's time for questions.
Yes, we'll actually hand out a piece of paper to everybody that walks through the door, and they'll write their question down on it. And then once the physicians are done presenting, then we'll present the questions to the doctors, and they'll just address them in front of the whole audience.
Good idea, because some of us are not brave enough to raise our hand and ask a question, even though probably somebody else in the room has that question. Sometimes we don't like to do that. So that sounds like a great deal that people can write down their question as they're listening also, because sometimes you know, okay, you hear something else. Oh, what was that I wanted to know? So they can write them as they go.
Yes, yes. Just make sure you raise your hand and we'll get them up to the physicians and to the panels to be answered.
Okay. Sounds like a great plan, Jerry. So this, we haven't talked about if there's a fee.
No, there is no fee, no registration. Just show up and grab a seat and enjoy the show.
All right. Sounds like you have so much experience, and that's one of the things that we are very fortunate to have. All of these people are people who are here at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. You're not bringing somebody in from somewhere else. I think that's really positive.
Yep. Everybody's here, and they're here on a weekly basis, so nice and close to home.
Okay. So, and if somebody wanted to follow up with one or more of these people, they're right here. I think we're really, really fortunate to have that kind of knowledge and staff here for you. Jerry, what's your job? Now, today when I find you, you're giving shots to people, but you do beyond that.
Yes, I am primarily at the Atlantic Medical Center in the immunization room. Normally, it's Shelley, Robin, or I that you see in that room giving injections, whether it be medicine or vaccines. And then I'm also co-chair with Kim Kopp on the Women's Health Group. So. Okay.
And are there some other people that you want to mention that are on that committee? I'm putting you on the spot, I know, because I didn't forewarn you of that. And that's okay. If you can't think of everybody, I know that would be a hard question for me to answer.
There's a handful of us. The other ones that come to mind are Emily Kringle. She's the dietitian here at the hospital. And Sarah Nelson. She's here with the public relations. I can't remember everything.
That's okay. Like I say, I put you on the spot. How often do you usually do this? Is there kind of a schedule that you do the women's health events?
This year, that survey that we sent out, we took the most popular ones, which ended up being about four of them. So we've kind of divvied them up each quarter this year. Next year, we'll probably host one big event and then maybe a couple other little ones. We have done a couple little ones here at the hospital. And then last year we did a couple big ones. Okay. So,
and as I recall, you are planning, there will be something yet in 2014, another event.
Yes. The community lab draws will be coming up here in October. And the health coaches will be putting on an event probably during like the evening time as well, that they can come and ask questions about. I have my lab results. Now what do I do with them? Or what does this mean for me? And of course, if you really want in-depth explanation and, you know, treatment options, you do need to make an appointment with your physician. Mm-hmm. But it'll be a good place to come and get some general information and just some information on maybe some diseases or the actual lab test.
Kind of a beginning point for getting those results, understanding those results. So always something going on here. And it's, I think, again, we're really fortunate that you do these women's events because there are some special needs. And as you say, who takes care of the family usually? it's usually the woman in the family. So, again, remind us, Jerry, of time and place.
It'll be at 6 p.m. here Wednesday, September 10th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Conference Room 2.
Okay, that's this evening. Plan to come and get your questions answered and get lots more information. We want to thank you very much, Jerry Orstad, for visiting with us. And until next time, you know, here's that old saying I hear people restate, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.